Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez. Presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, thank God the Astros are just a few days away from the All-Star game because they could certainly use it after getting beat by the A's. They lose 3 out of 4 to the A's. Bullpen struggles continue. I mean, if Ken Giles wasn't bad enough, Chris Devinsky got slapped around last night again, allowing 3 runs and 4 hits at the bottom of the 8th. They were up 3-2, going into that. And then as a result of that, he gets pulled. Astros end up losing 6-4. They were up 4-3, my bad. Mm-hmm. They begin a 3-game series tonight against Detroit. That's another Turd Ferguson group, so they should, at the very least, close out strong before going into before the All-Star break. Dallas Keuchel takes his 6-8 record to the mound, and who'd have thought, when we started this show 6-7 weeks ago, I mean, this guy was scuffling like nobody's business. We were talking about possibly trading him, which, again, I'm not saying that's still off the table, but right now, you got to feel a little bit better about Dallas Keuchel, and again, he's pitching okay.
You feel better about that. There's a couple little, just the glitches going on here, but they're still on a 100-plus win
pace. Still
losing 3 out of 4 to Oakland, though, with the only win being a very unlikely walk-off.
Exactly. They should have been swept.
You just got outplayed by a team, and that happens.
And that's going
to happen.
That's the druthers of a long season,
yeah.
Right?
And, yeah.
And don't say,
you got outplayed.
This AL West.
Tip your cap.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and listen, we've been talking about this. I mean, this is a good AL West
mm-hmm.
this year, okay? I mean, Seattle's been hanging around all year long, and don't look now, but, the A's are, 12 games over 500?
I think they're only 8 games back.
So, again, nobody anticipates the Astros to have any kind of free fall as far as the regular season is concerned because this team's just too good and they're built for the long haul. But at the same time, again, this is not going to be the cakewalk that it was last year where you're up 20 games.
Especially in the league.
No, absolutely not. So, no, they're going to have their I'm not going to say they're going to be tired come postseason, but listen, they will be battle-tested when the postseason starts. Kevin Millar was on Mad Radio earlier this morning and was asked about the Astros' need for bullpen help, especially after the demotion of everybody's favorite face puncher.
Obviously, they sent him down the minor leagues. I don't see him. I'll see him, pitching with the Astros, again. But I don't see him getting important outs. I don't think that he's the guy that they're going to rely on. Period. End of story.
The Astros bullpen has allowed multiple earned runs in 4 straight games. Ken Giles just got sent down to the minors. Brad Peacock has been awful in July. He gave up a couple homers even in a game they won.
Yeah.
And now you have Chris Devinsky, which is the real cause for concern because Chris Devinsky was an all-star last year. He was actually pitching better up to a point, but he was pretty bad in the playoffs last year. It's one thing for Giles to struggle, but when Peacock and Devinsky look lost, mm-hmm. they kind of help a little bit in the playoffs. So that makes the bullpen concerns even more concerning for the Astros.
Well, I mean, there's no question they have to make a move. I mean, it's not even an if anymore.
No.
Or should they? They have to make a move to the bullpen. Now, keep in mind, once you get to the postseason, one of those badass starters can help you out in the bullpen as well, as happened last year.
And right now, if you had to just kind of nitpick, who would it be? I mean, I know we talked about, going into, 6 weeks ago, we were debating on if Dallas Keuchel even makes your 3-man lineup going into the postseason.
Yeah, Keuchel would be an option. I don't know how much of that he's done.
I feel like because Charlie Morton is more accustomed to it and has done it.
And now McCullers is. McCullers has done something.
So it would have to be Lance and Charlie because they know what they're doing. I mean, they've been in that situation.
But McCullers really hadn't done it before last year.
Right, but he did it. Okay, he did it when it mattered.
He did it when it mattered.
And the nice thing is, too, one thing we do know about Dallas Keuchel, if he can come off the – and it looks like he's starting to slowly but surely get off the schneid and he ends the season strong like we all expect him to, mm-hmm. especially since his bank account would certainly appreciate it as well going into since he's in a contract year, then you feel a little bit better as far as cementing your top three.
Yeah.
Okay, Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, and then you've got Charlie Morton and McCullers in the event that one of those guys gets shelled early, and then you bring them in.
But you still got to make a move.
Oh, no. Listen,
you
that's
still
a done
have to
deal.
Make a move.
That's
yeah.
a done deal.
Yeah.
But according to... John Morosi of the MLB Network. The Astros are at work doing that, as we knew our guy Jeff Luna would be certainly doing that. He's reporting that the Astros and Rays have been in contact about a potential trade that would send catcher Wilson Ramos to H-Town. Ramos is an all-star this year and was also one in 2016. He's currently batting .291 with 14 home runs and 51 RBI. Does that surprise you a little bit?
A little bit.
But a lot of that's got to do with the fact that McCann's on the DL, is going to be on there for some time, and Max Stassi, God love him, but he ain't no all-star like Wilson Ramos.
Sure.
Ramos is actually hitting .291 with 14 bombs and 51 homers. The thing that raises my eyebrows here
homers?
Is
Jesus Christ,
15. Did I say 51?
Insane.
Oh, 51 RBI.
I'm
talking sorry.
More about that.
Yeah, 15. 51 RBI. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Boom goes the dynamite.
Try the 13th, whatever.
But my point is, I don't know that if he's on the team, does that mean that they think McCann's done? Because he's a better player than McCann right now, but McCann might work better with the pitching staff. So if you're going to bring Ramos in, what do you do? Do we see him maybe DH? No, probably not, because Max Stassi has been has been so good. So what exactly do you do here? Am I supposed to just assume now that McCann is done?
You could. You shouldn't assume it, but they know more than we do. And so they know the extent of...
Or is this just about upgrading?
What's going on. Or, that's exactly what I was going to say, Landry, the Yankees are just going to start...
Well, see, that's...
The Yankees are just going to start spending everything for every asset they can. I'm trying to remember the name. They were in the hunt, or in the mention...
Machado.
Machado.
Please. Come on,
gosh.
Now they just like the Warriors, they do that. Yeah. No. Think about it this way. This guy's been a catcher for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays for like however many years now, okay? So you don't think he knows the tendencies of those Yankee and Red Sox hitters, right? All right? So so that had, to me, that's as much to do about that move. And Luno said it on our show a month ago, or however long ago, that he's aiming for. He's trying to get guys with the idea of he needs Yankee and Red Sox killers come October, and I think that's what Wilson Ramos does.
Yeah,
exactly, just that. But again, you add it, and again, here's the thing: rich get richer, all right? Because you know the Yankees don't give a damn, all right?
So you might as well. And they got money, man.
Listen, you got money to spend, and again, if you've got first world problems, if you got to decide between Wilson Ramos and All-Star and McCann and Stassis.
And the Yankees have been so smart, man. Like, they kind of just took it on the chin. Like, we saw the Yankees spend a lot of money, but in recent years, they haven't really been throwing a lot of money at people. They threw some money at Chapman to bring him back, but for the most part, they just kind of let their players develop, let the farm system get better, and now all of a sudden they're in a position where they're going to go back to being the same damn Yankees, and they're going to be a factor at the deadline.
They kind of have – they didn't tank. But they've kind of taken that path of...
They accepted that they were just an average team. They didn't try to swing for the fences and turn chicken-ish into chicken salad.
Right, and so they've saved money, and now they have it, and they're going for it.
Well, they kind of went the Daryl Morey route in that they didn't tank. They tried to stay relevant as best they could,
right.
Middling team. And when we say they haven't spent a lot of money, I mean, they did just inherit Juan Carlos Stanton's ginormous salary.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of money.
little
but that was going into this year.
A little different route, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't in the last couple of years.
No. But they're back to being the Yankees again, and sooner rather than later. Okay. J.J. Watt doing J.J. Watt-like things. Donated $10,000 to a deceased firefighter over in Washington.
Wisconsin.
Did I say Washington? I'm sorry, Wisconsin. Corey Barr was killed, and his folks and people had reached out to see if Watt was there. And apparently, one of the texters, and I guess I didn't realize this, that J.J. Watt's dad's a firefighter as well.
Now that you mentioned, I think I have heard that.
So
yeah.
There you go. So obviously, firefighting being very close and near and dear to his heart. Justin Watt showed up on the GoFundMe page for Mr. Barr. He was a Wisconsin firefighter for 15 years, survived by his wife and twin daughter. So once again, tip of the cap to one Mr. Justin Watt. NBA insider Mark Stein of the New York Times was on the Jim Rome Show, huge, and had some interesting things to say about Carmelo Anthony coming to the Rockets.
It's not a seamless fit, but they've wanted him for ages, and I just feel like they deserve the benefit of the doubt. Daryl Morey has been making moves for a decade that continue to inch that team closer and closer to a title. And let's face it, the reason everybody doesn't like it is because it's a D'Antoni-Carmelo reunion, and everyone remembers how badly that went in New York. But I think Mike D'Antoni's a different guy, and he would have Chris Paul there. Chris Paul will manage Carmelo Anthony more than anyone else in that organization. And I think Chris Paul has the juice to do that. I'm taking a wait-and-see attitude. I hope it happens. I think it's going to happen. Everyone I talk to thinks that Carmelo's going to end up in Houston, and I want to see what it looks like. I like I like bold swings, and it is a bold swing.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is a bold swing. Now, he also thinks it's going to work out better than most people think.
I think it can actually work a lot better than people say. And if you really want to dig into the advanced stats of it, when Carmelo is switching, he's not nearly the defensive issue that he's been portrayed in other places. And we know the Rockets, that's all they do is switch on D. And then offensively, the Rockets ISO, as much as anyone out there, that's Melo's strength. So I think people are just saying, failed in New York, there's no way this can work again.
I don't know so much that it failed in New York, it's just he just hasn't been that great of a player in the last few years. I mean, as far as what you expect, and again, the OKC experiment failed miserably, but I think we all agree that the environment here and the championship caliber is far more established than what they got going on OKC right now.
I don't fully buy the second part, that second cut we played. Everybody's a little better when you switch on defense. Everyone's a little better, but when you switch, a lot of times they'll find the Rockets do this more than anybody, and they'll have it happen to them. You find the weakest defender and get the ball to that guy, and that's not taken into account when he was at Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. The other team wasn't as much looking to switch for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Rockets do, find the weak link. So I'm not buying that second part.
And plus, he looked lost when he faced the Rockets. The Rockets were singling him out a couple times.
That's what's going to happen to the Rockets now. So I'm not buying that second part. The first part, look, the Rockets are now, Yahoo Sports is reporting less than an hour ago that the clear front runners to get Carmelo Anthony. I mean, I'd rather have Carmelo than not.
At this point, you have to have him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a either or proposition. You have to have him, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You either have an opinion that it's a good fit, or you have an opinion that it's a bad fit. I don't think it's a great fit, but Mark Stein just did lay out the reasons for optimism. Is that it is an ISO team. I kind of dispute that, you know, it is an ISO team, but usually it's isolation with Chris Paul or James Harden with the ball. So it's not like they're just throwing the ball to everybody and they're isolating, but Carmelo's always been a good ISO player. We'll see how it works. I don't think it's going to be a great fit, but mm-hmm. Mark Stein just laid out every reason for why he's optimistic about it.
Well, and I was listening to Triple Threat yesterday after our show, and they were kicking it around the idea of, I think it was Teddy J that brought it up. I mean, this is a team that, you know, they struggled scoring at times in the mm-hmm. second half against the Golden State Warriors. I mean, yeah, sure, they got up to big leads, and then they just, you know, petered out there in the second half. One thing we do know about Carmelo isn't afraid to shoot the ball.
That's right.
And Carmelo,
but it's a different style.
And here's the reality of it, and I said this in we're all waiting to see Olympic Carmelo, right? Like he mm-hmm. has shown that this guy can be a next level teammate and take his game to another level. So can he be Olympic Carmelo with the Rockets? He couldn't do it OKC. He certainly didn't do it in New York. Could Houston finally be the place where we finally see Olympic Carmelo? Okay, I tell you what, this is too good to just do it on the tail end of the hits because we're up against it anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and save it for when we reset the show. We got our boy Russell Baxter coming up. We're also going to do some Friday future tripping as well. Which I might as well go ahead and start. I might do my happy dance. I haven't decided yet. Lots to get to. When we come back, you've got the LeSean McCoy story, which has taken a little bit of a turn, and I'll tell you what that means. Friday future tripping as well. And also, too, we'll recap a little bit of our Texans talk as well and why the NFL is so great because this number of teams feels like they've got a chance in 2018. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. It's In the Loop on a Friday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.